Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock on the Road experience is Video Royale 29 out of Winnemucca, Nevada, the week of August 2nd. It'll be broadcast live from the Winnemucca Events Center on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day that week, Monday through Friday, August 2nd through the 6th at 10 a.m. Central Time is when the auction will start. 184,000 head will be offered that week, including 29,000 yearling steers, 18,000 yearling heifers, 87,000 weaned calves, 47,000 calves on cows, and some bred stock as well. The big day for cattle from our part of the country will be Monday, August 2nd. For details of when cattle will be selling from each region and chance to see the video of the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117.
Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau will get started with their August area meetings coming up pretty soon. We had the opportunity to talk to Steve Thompson, Senior Director of Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and he's excited about the quickly approaching meetings.
We're very excited. It is something we look forward to really year-round, and particularly coming off the spring and the summer, and particularly after the year that we have had, is to get back out on the road and go to our folks, get to meet with them. We have 11 of those August area meetings all around the state, kick off the second week of August, and really every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night for the rest of the month, our team will be in some community scattered all around the state to hear what's on the mind of our members, share a few updates from Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. with them. And it's really the beginning of our policy development process where we get to have a conversation, and then from there they move into each county's resolutions process and on up through the chain. So we're excited. It is truly one of the highlights of our year to be able to spend so much time with our members, and not just asking them to come to Oklahoma City to an event. It's we pack up our teams from all across the Federation and go to them and meet them on their terms and find out what's going on in their areas.
OKFB has been working with other agriculture organizations to combat current issues seen within the industry, so policy's always something on the mind.
Well, first and foremost, I think we're going to have a strong conversation about the growing marijuana industry and what rules and regulations are appropriate and what might be dangerous coming out of that industry, and what might be dangerous if we were to adopt new rules and regulations that affect other parts of the business world and agriculture. So that's going to be an educational thing for all of us, because it is growing up so fast. We learn something new about that every day.
Thompson said he also expects extensive discussion about the cattle markets, particularly pressures currently faced by beef producers across the state.
We'll talk a lot about the cattle market. As you know, we're a big beef cattle state, and so a lot of people concerned about some of the pressures there. So we'll talk about policies and procedures that are going on from Washington, D.C. all the way down. We've been working closely with the Tax Commission on our ag sales tax exemption carried over from this last year, and so we want to find out what's working and not working. We made some changes there last year. We may have to make some more, so I think we really need an update from our folks on that, and I think we might have finally got the Tax Commission to where they are implementing the new changes, and that might get better, but we did have some problems with some folks in June and July as they were trying to renew. A third of those permits expired this June, and we did have some bumps in the road there. We think things are better, but we need to find out from them whether or not we have actually solved some of those problems. So,
to see when your August area meeting is coming up, you can go to okfarmbureau.org. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.